Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is Leadership Training, the Universal Success Formula. We all want to be more successful. But how does one do that? Answer: be guided by success principles. What are success principles? Success principles are a set of generalized instructions that lay down the steps that you need to take in order to achieve a certain goal. There are success principles for every field of endeavor. Examples: are there success principles for managing your money? Yes or no? Yes. Here is a success principle for managing your money. Spend less money than you earn and invest the difference in things that gain value over time. Example, gold. Simple. If you did that, your money worries would decrease over time. Here is the opposite failure principle for managing your money. Spend more money than you earn, borrow the difference, and then blow it all on things that lose value over time. For example, cars. If you did that, your money worries would increase over time. Get the idea? Are there success principles for other things? For example, are there success principles for managing your health? Yes. Here is a success principle for managing your health. Concentrate on improving the following three elements of your daily habits. 1. Quality sleep. 2. Quality nutrition. 3. Quality exercise program. If you did that, your health would increase over time. Here is the opposite failure principle for mismanaging your health. Concentrate on the following. Suffer with a lack of sleep. Continue to stay up late watching TV into the small hours. 2. Poor nutrition. Eat and drink far too much of the wrong things. And 3. Keep to your non-existent exercise program. If you did that, then your health worries would increase over time. Please note the following statement. There are success principles for everything. Question: if there are success principles for everything, then is there a super success principle? A kind of overarching universal success formula? Answer: yes. All successful action can be described by a simple five-word formula, the Universal Success Formula. Here is a five-word Universal Success Formula that describes the steps of all successful action. 1. Purpose. 2. Plan. 3. Action. 4. Feedback. 5. Change. All successful action is an expression of this universal success formula. All successful action, whether it be biological, mechanical, man-made or natural, will follow this same formula. Example of nature using the universal success formula. Darwinian evolution uses the universal success formula in the following way. 1. Purpose. What is the purpose of a living thing? Answer: to live long and prosper and thus reproduce its kind. Plan. The plan to achieve that purpose is encoded in the DNA molecule, which is the chemical blueprint for the construction, maintenance and function of the organism. Action. Upon fertilization of the egg, the DNA code is activated and the body builds protein enzymes that operate as the catalysts for every action and reaction that your body enacts during your lifetime. 4. Feedback. The feedback comes in two kinds. Negative feedback: you fall sick and die. Positive feedback: you continue to live long and prosper. Change. As a result of the feedback results, the collective gene pool of the species changes. It adapts to more successfully live long and prosper in its environmental niche. So note the following. In order to live long and prosper, you must continually adapt your plan according to the feedback results your current actions are producing. 2. Example of man-made use of the success formula, purpose, plan, action, feedback, change. Place a man on the moon. 1. Purpose. President John F. Kennedy's special address to Congress, May 25, 1961. Quote, "First, I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieve the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to Earth." 2. Plan. NASA assembles a team of top engineers, mathematicians, physicists, and biologists and captured Nazis. Wernher von Braun and his team of Nazi V5 rocket engineers. To begin building detailed plans, procedures, protocols, and policies, culminating in the Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo space programs. Action. The rockets were built and tested. The men were selected and tested. Feedback. The feedback came in two kinds. Negative feedback. In 1967, three astronauts perish. Flight Commander Gus Grissom, Edward White, and Roger Chaffee were burned up during a testing of Apollo Command Module capsule. Positive feedback. In 1969, Neil Armstrong steps out onto the moon saying, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." Change. The NASA program continues to adapt and change from the Apollo program to become the Space Orbital Shuttle program, and then the International Space Station, and then to infinity and beyond. Could you use the success formula too? Answer, yes. Here's how. 1. Purpose. Define and clarify your purpose and know why you want it. Clarify your purpose in clear written statements that you review and affirm every day. Be specific as possible. Let people know what you want. Become serious about your own success. 2. Plan. Formulate your best plan in writing. Gather the best information available and formulate a detailed written plan. The written plan acts as a blueprint for action. Writing the plan forces you to think more accurately, and it allows you to communicate the plan to others more effectively. 3. Action. The plan is only a guide to action. Gather your courage and implement your plan with determination. Remember, a plan will not work unless you do. Feedback. Be sensitive to the feedback results your current actions are creating. Perfect knowledge is impossible, so most plans do not work well the first time. Notice where your current actions are on target and where you are off target, then party or ponder. Never mistake criticism, setbacks, or temporary defeat as permanent failure. Instead, regroup, ponder the meaning of the result, and come back stronger with a better plan. Change. Make the changes when necessary. Embrace change. Forge ahead by constantly adapting, changing, and improving according to the critical feedback information. Even better, anticipate the changes necessary, and then you will feel you are powered on by the winds of change rather than being buffeted by them. By repetition of thought, plant the universal success formula into your subconscious mind and make it your standard operating procedure. Purpose, plan, action, feedback, change. Thank you.